Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Brachas 47b, pagination, page 94. I'd like to do a piece of Gemara which is largely not Nogeya Lahalacha, but nevertheless is a fascinating Gemara, exploring how many people you actually need for a minyan, and if there are in fact any creative ways to try to whittle it down and be allowed to use less than the requisite 10 and still call it a minyan. So the Gemara that I'd like to begin with is on the bottom of the page, two lines into the widest lines. At the end of the line, there's a two dots. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So we know that under normal circumstances, by Mezumin, we're dealing with a minimum of 3. And it gets upgraded if it's 10 people. Then it gets a special Elokeinu. And by a regular minyan, we're dealing essentially with the concept of 10 people, which is learnt from the Meraglim, Eda Eda, and we learned that it takes 10 people, just like the Meraglim. Interesting insight, by way of destruction, it took 10 people, Admasai La Eda Hara'a Hazos, of the 12 Meraglim, of the 12 spies, only 10 of them were bad. Yehoshua and Kalev were making a good report. So we learn out that the Meraglim are 10 people, and Eda, a congregation, is likewise 10 people. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Katan hamutal ba'arisa, a child in the cradle. Mizamnim alav, you could use him towards your zimun. Asks the Gemara Vatnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Noshav avadim ktanim e mizamnim aleyem, that children cannot be included into a zimun, they have to be bar mitzvah. Who the Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi? He's going by like an opinion that we don't rule like. It's the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Afal Pi Shamar Kata Lamuta Barisa and Mizamnim Alav. You can't do conventional zimun with such a child. Aval Osino So Snif La Asara. But you can attach him in order to get the requisite 10. So that if you have only 9 and you have the child, so it kind of makes it 10, and that's enough for Zimun. From Rabbi Shua ben Levi, likewise, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said there's another possibility of a creative application to get your minyan, 10 people. Tisha ve'evid, if you have 9 people plus a slave, mitzdarfin, that would work. An evid, in the time that we're discussing, was a person who was partially Jewish. In certain ways he was Jewish. He had the mitzvahs like a woman, was not bound by certain mitzvahs, but was by others. And what we're saying here is that he's enough Jewish, he's enough like a man, in order to be included towards the number. Meisvei. We have an interesting question. Meisvei Rabbi Eliezer, Shnechnas Leves HaKnesses, there was a famous story with Rabbi Eliezer that came into the shul, v'lamatza asara, he didn't have 10 people, he wanted to daven with a minyan, v'shichrar avdo, so he freed his slave, v'shlimo la'asara. And like this he had 10. The Gemara says, from the story you see, shichrar in, lo shichrar lo. If he wouldn't have freed him, it wouldn't have worked. Because if it would have worked, he wouldn't have freed him. So the Gemara answers, terei etzterichu. He needed 2 people. So Shechrar Chad, one of his slaves he freed, Fenofik Bechad, and then he only had 1 slave that needed to be counted. And that's what we're saying. If you already have 9, there's room for leniency, and you could squeeze through the 10th person with a little bit of creativity. The Gemara asks an interesting question, that there is a prohibition against freeing a slave. And the Gemara answers it was a specific mitzvah that needed to be done, and therefore that mitigated or balanced out, however we want to word it, Tosfos has quite a bit of discussion on this, but somehow because of the mitzvah that he wanted to daven with a minyan, that made it okay. The middle of skip a line, V'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi said another statement, La'olam yashkem adam leves ha'knesses, it's important for a person to try to be early in the shul, kedei sheyizkeh v'yimne masorot rishonim, he should be included in the first 10 people, she'afilu me'ah bo'im acharav kibol olav schar kulam, because even if many people come later, he becomes the base of the minyan, and he gets enormous credit for that. Skip a line, and you'll see another example, and this does come up a little bit in halacha. In other words, it's mentioned, but we don't really paskin like it. Amar Rav Huna said, Tisha ve'aron, if you have 9 people plus the aron, the ark, with the Sifrei Torah, Mitztarfin, that joins to make you a minion. Amalei Rav Nachman asked, V'aron Gavrahu, is the ark a person? How does that work? Elo Amar Rav Huna said, Tisha Nirim Ka'asara Mitztarfin, if you configure 9 people in a way that it looks like 10, then it works. Amri La, some say, Kimikanfi, when you gather them together so they look like a bulk. V'amri lo ki mivadri, and some say on the contrary, when you spread them out, that's when they look, 9 is like 10. So you do see some expression here of somehow that 9 could be considered 10 under certain circumstances. In halacha it's brought that if you have a child and he holds a chumish, maybe that works. The Mishnah Berurah basically says, this is all in Simen Nun Hei, Mishnah Berurah is in Sif Katan Chaf Dalid, he says, we really, the Acharonim don't go with this, and we require 10 real people. Regular, normal, conventional usage of a minyan. But it's important to be aware that if someone tries to invoke something, you should be able to source it and know where they're coming from when they say that if a child holds a chumash or something like that, where they're coming from with their suggestion. One more little piece. Amar Rav Ami, Shanayim v'Shabbos mitztarfin. If you have 2 people plus Shabbos, that could give you a mezuman. That's like 3. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman challenged him, v'Shabbos gavrahu. Shabbos is not a person. Elo Amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, Shnei tamid chachamim amachadidim ezeze b'halocha mitztarfin. If you have 2 tamid chachamim, and they're strengthening each other, they're sharpening each other by asking productively to refine the halacha, so then it works. Machvi Rav Chista kiganov Rav Sheshes, and Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes pointed to each other that they would be examples of this. We'll stop there. Just to mention 2 thoughts.
Oh, we are not available now.
My apologies. One item is the idea of 2 Talmidei Chachamim strengthening each other. So we had before in Vav Amud Aleph the concept of Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, that Hashem joins them. So perhaps Hashem is being counted over here as part of the mezuman according to that approach. Again, we really don't approach things like that, and we require a straight 3. Another interesting shaila is regarding the golem. If you'd have a man look-alike created by people based on the Sefer Yetzirah, if such a person, so to speak, would be counted towards a minyan. Yeshe koach for joining. Have a wonderful day.